USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is in Florida for a holiday vacation. Before he left, he received an invitation from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She's invited the president to the House chamber February 4th to deliver the State of the Union message. In the letter, Pelosi reminds him that, quote, in their great wisdom, our founders crafted a constitution based on a system of separation of powers. She goes on to say that the invite is, quote, in the spirit of respecting our Constitution. 7 people have become sick and 1 person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs touch as the disease can spread very quickly. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump signs a $738 billion Pentagon budget before leaving for a holiday stay at his resort in South Florida. The president tells the troops that the new budget will allow them to do their jobs.
Most importantly, we are supporting you, the heroes who defend our families, secure our nation, and protect our freedom.
The budget also includes funding for the Space Force, the nation's 6th military branch. More than 90 suspected MS-13 gang members have been arrested on New York's Long Island. District Attorney Timothy Sinney.
This operation helped end the New York program, which was orchestrated by the leadership of MS-13 in El Salvador to develop a greater presence here on Long Island.
The gang is blamed for dozens of killings since 2016. The city says the 2-year investigation by local, state, and federal authorities nabbed more than a half dozen murder plots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
No sexual misconduct charges are being filed against members of the University of Minnesota wrestling team. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking with reporters, the county district attorney, Michael Freeman, says evidence played a large role in the decision.
There are often conflicting versions of what happened, and this case is no exception. In the interest of justice, and simply, there is inadequate evidence to fairly charge and prosecute this case.
2 members of the wrestling team were arrested back in June of this year on probable cause for criminal sexual misconduct. Freeman urged the Minnesota State Legislature to make changes to the sexual assault laws in the new year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump hosted a congressman who switched from Democrat to Republican because of his outrage over the impeachment process. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.